This past week, federal drug officials encouraged more widespread use of an overdose antidote, commonly known as Narcan. Some states have already moved in this direction, but in Maine, the Republican governor there is raising questions about the antidote, opposing a bill that would put Narcan in the hands of more first responders and relatives of addicts. Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon reports.
Dr. Lynn Ouellette, a psychiatrist from Brunswick, Maine, asks herself, what if, a lot these days? What if they had found him just a few minutes earlier? What if they had gotten him to the hospital sooner? What if they'd had Narcan in the house?
What we know is that this saves lives, and it gives addicts another chance.
22-year-old Brendan Keating had struggled with addiction. He'd been in and out of rehab and tried other types of treatment. But Ouellette says she constantly worried that her exuberant, fun-loving, big-in-the-world, clown-of-the-family son would harm himself or someone else. And on December 13th, her worst fears came true. Brendan was found in the family basement in respiratory distress from an overdose. He later died at the hospital.
And I would have done anything to save my son's life. And that's true for so many other people. And they're not throwaway lives.
For several years, overdose deaths have come close to or exceeded the number of fatal traffic accidents in Maine. In 2012, the last year for which statistics are available, there were 163. Most involved opiates and a combination of other drugs. In Brendan's case, it was heroin and sleeping pills. That's why Ouellette thinks about Narcan, also known by its generic name, naloxone. The drug attaches to the same receptors in the brain as opiates, reversing overdose effects when someone is in respiratory distress.
Had we had it right with us, it might have made a difference.
Maine lawmakers are considering a bill that would make Narcan more widely available to first responders, as well as to family members of addicts. Last spring, Republican Governor Paul LePage vetoed a similar measure, saying it would provide a false sense of security to drug abusers. Maine, like so many other states, has a high rate of opiate addiction. But in his recent State of the State address, LePage proposed hiring 14 more drug agents and expanding drug courts. He did not address treatment.
We must hunt down the dealers and get them off the street. We must protect our citizens from drug-related crimes and violence. We must save our babies from lifelong suffering.
The last reference is to the number of drug-affected babies born in Maine last year, 927. Many of their mothers are Medicaid recipients. And that's another reason the LePage administration objects to the bill. It would require the state's Medicaid program to pay for Narcan prescriptions. State officials say they can't afford that. Jay Bradshaw is Maine's director of emergency medical services. He says Narcan is effective in reversing the effects of opiate overdose, but he says it takes special training to handle patients who go into rapid withdrawal and experience other side effects.
Such as seizure, even cardiac arrest, become very violent. Nausea, vomiting are all common side effects.
Bradshaw says most paramedics and advanced medical technicians already carry Narcan and are trained to safely administer it under certain protocols. He fears making Narcan more widely available could discourage people from calling those best equipped to deal with an overdose emergency. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon.